Been working hard to kind of get rewarded tonight. He did, you know, enough good things that, you know, now to work it makes a little sense when you get rewarded for it.
Talk about Kevin's play tonight.
I thought he played well. He didn't shoot the ball well. I thought, other than maybe two or three shots, his shot selection was good. We want him to shoot. He's a very good shooter. Hey, Danny Ferry. But he in the first half especially, he's got to learn. You know, until he gets, so he's been in this league for a while, he can't just kind of go into people, and he's got to be much stronger with his moves. He's not going to get, you know, calls unless he goes in strong and, like, guys knock him down or something like that. If guys are just touching him, given that he's not very strong and he gets knocked a little bit off kilter, he's got to learn to finish those shots or make them much stronger, because he's not going to get those calls for a while until he gets stronger. So I thought a couple times he kind of went to the basket and nothing happened. And, you know, he's kind of, hey, I'm getting fouled. There's a little bit of contact, but not enough for him to get a call. So he needs to get stronger with that. And he's shooting. We want him to shoot the ball. He's a very good shooter. He's got, you know, he's going to walk that line and what's the time and score. And, you know, do we want him to just burp it? But, you know, you can't change a guy that's been scoring 30 points a game and been the main guy and all of a sudden say, hey, we don't want you. It's going to be a lot easier to kind of pull him back a little bit and say, hey, most of them were good, but you got to be careful with a couple of these. But we want him to shoot it. The more he shoots it, the more comfortable he's going to get, and the better he's going to play. He and Jeff, you know, you can still see he and Jeff are rookies, but they're pretty good rookies. They're going to help us.
Can you talk a little bit about the defensive performance in the zone?
Well, I thought both, Eric, but I thought after the first quarter, the defense in general was good, both man and zone. We also rebounded. Your defense looks a lot better when you get rebounds. Like when you play defense sometimes and they miss and they get a rebound and you got to play it again. Like, you know, the other night we gave up so many offensive rebounds, so many. Tonight, the field goal percentage was down, which is really encouraging. Both the man and the zone were decent, and we took care of the ball. You know, we had 13 turnovers compared to 20-something, so they're not, hey, East Snow. What's up? Good, Snowman. Have a good trip. All right, thank you. So they weren't getting break, you know, like some of those 26 or whatever it was the other night with 2-on-1 fast breaks and Kevin Martin's going down scoring uncontested. Even if you're not really good defensively, at least if you have five guys on, you know, if you don't turn it over, they got to at least play against five guys. You got a much better chance. So I think the defense itself was good, but a lot of it had to do with the fact that we didn't turn the ball over, so we were back. Our transition defense was pretty good. And we limited them for the most part to one shot. So, you know, when they only get one shot against you and they're not scoring a ton of points off turnovers, that's all part of being a better defensive team. Exactly what we talked about, though, the thing I'm most proud about is they got some carryover and they got some reward for the way they worked the last 2 days. You know, like you could see what they worked on and it was evident on the floor, which we didn't get really any of that. It was really not a lot for them to feel good about in Sacramento. I think there was a lot of things today that they could say, hey, we see a little light. It may be way far away, but some of this stuff is working. We're working hard and we're getting rewarded a little bit, so that was nice.
I don't know if you talked about this at all, but can you talk about Chris Wilcox's performance?
Yeah, I did. He was excellent. I mean, the thing that, to me, Eric, was we know he can run the floor and beat a lot of bigs down the floor. We know he's got that jump hook and can score inside and rebound, but he did three or four. He had a couple defensive plays tonight. He made a rotation. He got a hand on the ball. He came up with a steal. So, I mean, he's playing the whole game. So, I mean, I don't just like that he shot 8 for 9. I like that he's doing some of those other things that are going to make us a better team. Like, Wheezy can't just be a good offensive player and forget about rebounds, or he can't just be good offensive and rebounds and forget about defense. He gave us all three things tonight. That's great.
Yeah. And then the veterans, Kurt and Wally, seem to come in.
For the first day, they got their 24 minutes. Wally especially got off going really good early. And then, you know, but we got 24 minutes out of them. First steps, that's really encouraging. And again, it may not show on the stat sheet, but their presence between them for 48 minutes just means we had somebody out there that wasn't doing crazy things. They know what they're doing. And all of a sudden, the team looks like they're a little more organized because there's two guys on the floor that basically know what's going on. So their presence sometimes won't be evident in the stat sheet, but just them being able to play minutes are going to help make us a more stable team. And I think that was, we saw more of that tonight too, just by them being on the floor.
We're all happy with the performance?
Extremely. Not the win. See you, Lynn. All right, man. Say hello to DeBron.
See you on the first.
All right, great. Very, because of how far we've come since Tuesday night. That's the same team, and they had worked hard, but we didn't get any to carry them. Tonight, they were rewarded for how they practiced Wednesday and Thursday and this morning, and now they can kind of look back at 11 or 12 days and say, okay, you know, we got some results. Like after the SAC game, it was kind of like, man, what have we been doing? What have we been practicing for 7 days? We didn't get anything. Today they did.
Okay.
No.
The Indianapolis, now you get the back-to-back, which is kind of a new challenge.
It's good. Yeah, it'd be nice for us. Find out if we can play. It affected Cleveland negatively tonight. It's early in the year. Back-to-backs are hard. Yeah. And plus, they were going on their trip. So you saw how the back-to-back can affect them. And they didn't even have a trip involved. They played here last night.
Right.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how we will handle the back-to-back. It'll also be interesting if Luke plays. Mo will definitely play. Watching Kevin and Jeff. So there's be a lot of things to watch for tomorrow night, which will be good for us.
Thanks, BJ.
Thanks,
Eric.